flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have 3 special needs children, and they all learn very differently. That's the one thing that I have learned about autism, is that the way I teach Cameron is not the way that I teach Brandon, and it's not the way that I teach Daniel. Daniel did not talk for 4.5 years until he heard Lil Nas X's Old Town Road, and he starts singing. So we realize that we teach him everything through music. Everything that he has ever learned, he's learned through music. So now he is talking, he is reading on a 10th grade level, and he's 9 years old, and he is doing math that is so complex when he uses the whiteboard in his little station, in his learning station. Sean and Andrew, now Andrew's getting ready to go to St. Cloud State. Sean is a grown adult man with a graduate degree. He graduated from medical school, and they sit there sometimes and try to figure out how Daniel has put this math grid together because they can't make heads or tails of it. It takes them like an hour when it took Daniel maybe 3 or 4 minutes to put the whole thing together. And my son Brandon is an artist. If he can draw it, he can learn it. And so I'm always encouraging parents who have kids with special needs. You know, a lot of time the school system is always trying to get our kids to learn like the other children and get them over here where everybody else is. And I tell people, why don't we bring everybody over here where they are? And so my son Brandon is an artist. He draws about his emotions. When he wants to learn something, he uses pictures. And that is how we help him tell stories. And that is how we help him learn math problems. And that is how we help him read. Anything that he can draw, he can learn from. Right? And so when I heard about Black Grit, I said, some black artists putting on the show. They look like my child. They're drawing pictures that look like my children. I'm taking my little autistic son over here so he can see it and learn all about it. And I thought, well, wait a minute. I can't just go over here and enjoy it myself. I need to let y'all know about it. So I invited Sean Garrison to be on the show today. He's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Sean, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I am so excited about Black Grit. Now, for folks who don't know what Black Grit is all about, please give them the whole 411.
The church, I don't think we had that much time, so I'm going to try and be as succinct as possible. So Black Grit is an exhibit that I curated. It entails 7 black male artists, and we have all 7 different complementary vibes and styles, but we're one soul, right? And so the show is, it's really about just this continuum of, full continuum of our emotions, our insights, our viewpoints on life and everything within it. We are not a monolith. You know, we all don't think the same as black folks. And this show really exemplifies that variety in thought, even though we're headed towards the same, you know, finish line and goal at the end of the exhibit, and that's to show brotherhood and unity and, you know, art and talent, of course. But the intent for Black Grit was truly also to show people that we could have a group of Black men create beauty and not chaos.
And I need to tell you, folks don't realize the significance of this. And when I saw it, I almost cried because, you know, you'll go to an art exhibit and there'll be one Black man, and you might go and there might be two. But here you've got Black Grit over at Northrop King Building in Minneapolis on Jackson Street Northeast. And you've got Shay Mays, and you've got Dio, and you've got Miko Simmons, and you've got Adrian Hammond, and you, Sean, and Ron Brown. You've got seven Black male artists, and all of their work is on display until the 23rd of this month. That how did you even put this thing together?
Well, over a year ago, I decided I wanted to do something with a bunch of gentlemen that I knew that embodied the same energy and spirit that and intent with their art and goals for their art. These brothers, they would do art 27 hours out the day if they could. That's how I am. You know, they speak unapologetically about who they are, and they're beautiful humans. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know, I'm going to do a show with these guys. I need to do a show just for myself, for my spirit. Called up a few gentlemen and said, hey, this is what I want to do. And they all immediately said yes. And at that point, it was like, okay, let's sit and do this thing. There's not one theme because we are many themes. Let's bring all of that under one roof and doing one exhibit, one show, and show off, you know, and bring the best view. And so that's where it came from. And the name came from just this grit that we have to have as a people, as Black folks, to just survive, just wake up and just be. That takes a certain amount of resiliency and audacity to wake up and still be great, right? And that's what we do. We wake up despite the things, and we're still great. And that takes a certain amount of toughness and intestinal fortitude and backbone to do. So hence the name, Black Grit.
Okay, tell me, what are people's reactions when they are walking in to Black Grit and seeing you all and seeing this work and knowing that it is seven Black amazing artists who have come together to put this on?
You know, everybody is awestruck. I mean, it's almost, I don't want to say surprising, but I think I'm somewhat humble. And so, like, a lot of these compliments kind of throw me off, but It's been nothing short of amazing. I've gotten a lot of, this show needs to go to other places, these other galleries, you know, the Wisemans, and there's a couple other folks know that, the Walker, and I'm like, well, you can make it work. I'm all in. I'm sure these other artists are in. And so that's kind of my goal now, is to try to really figure out how to make that happen. But people love it. They love the stories, you know, from the love components to things that aren't so loving and painful. Because it's all educational. It's a human experience. And I think that's what really connects with people. It's a human experience. And it's been great. I mean, that's the short of it. It's been great.
Okay, now I know that you cannot possibly do this by yourself, even with the additional six men. You have some amazing sponsors, and I really have watched how you have worked to bring these sponsors and partners in to put this thing on for the community. Talk to me about some of these companies and organizations who have supported you financially.
So, yes, thank you for that. I'll give you a little backstory on each one as I'm talking about them. I'll make this quick. So, one of the sponsors, Cultivated CBD, Mr. Anthony Newby's company. And I ran into Mr. Newby, gosh, it's been a while ago now. We talked about a few things. And then I ran into him again at a coffee shop not too long ago, and I ran the idea past him. and sent in the proposal, and they were on board. And so their support has been priceless. Mm-hmm. Another sponsor is Luminate Home Loans, and a gentleman I connected with, I played football with years ago. And he supported a couple other things that I've done. So I reached out to him a second time. So this is what I'm going to do. Again, here's a proposal. And they were on board. The third sponsor was Cup of Job, a coffee shop where I happened to run into Mr. Newby of Cultivated CBD, and I talked to proprietor Cup of Java, and they knew my face, and again, ran the idea past him, and he said, okay, you know, how much, you know, what do I need to do? And I told him, and that was it. And it, and it's been this beautiful thing, and my intent, you know, with a lot of these shows, you know, a lot of artists, or typically, you know, we go the grant route. We need to find a grant to make things happen.
Yeah, and oh my God, it takes a year, and then it takes all that paperwork, and then it just, by the time you get to page 85, you give up. Yeah.
Right, and a lot of these things don't happen on grant cycles, so I look at things as through a business lens. My academic background is marketing and advertising. I look at it through an academic lens. Okay, here's the product, or here's the vehicle. You're going to align yourself with it, great. If not, I'll come back to you later on, but it just so happens that Black Grit was something that Cultivated CBD and Luminate Home Loans and a Cup of Java wanted to align themselves with, and here we are. We made it happen.
And you are here putting together this amazing body of work, seven black male artists right here in the Twin Cities. You have got to get your family and get down there. It is happening at Northrop King Building, 1500 Jackson Street Northeast in Minneapolis. Now through the 23rd, they are open today until 5, Monday through Friday, 1 to 8. And then you guys have got to get down there because this doesn't keep happening without your support. You know, if seven black men were somewhere shooting, the news would be all over it. But seven black men are artists, and they have put together all of their amazing bodies of work on display. And I'm the only one talking about it. That ought not be. And so I want you to help me spread the word. I want you to tweet, post, text, talk about it, get your family. And while you all are running errands today, find some time before 5 o'clock to get down to the Northrop King Building so that you can see the Black Grit. I tell you what, Sean, I just appreciate you being on the show. I thank you for putting together this work. And I pray that you get all the community support that you need to take this even higher into more places, into bigger venues.
I appreciate you having me on here, and what I'll do for your listeners, I'll keep it open extra 2 hours. If you can't get there at 5, get there by 7. I'll be there till 7.
All right, well, you know, I gotta go by the Star Tribune, put my banner up, right? And since I'm gonna be in Minneapolis anyway, me and my four kids will come on down there and pay y'all a visit. So we will see you on today, and I'll take some pictures, and we'll post, and we'll let everybody see what it looks like on the inside.
Wonderful. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you.
All right, we'll see you later today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have three special needs children, and they all learn very differently. That's the one thing that I have learned about autism, is that the way I teach Cameron is not the way that I teach Brandon, and it's not the way that I teach Daniel. Daniel did not talk for 4.5 years until he heard Lil Nas X's Old Town Road and he starts singing. So we realized that we teach him everything through music. everything that he has ever learned, he's learned through music. So now he is talking. He is reading on a 10th grade level, and he's 9 years old. And he is doing math that is so complex when he uses the whiteboard in his little station, in his learning station. Sean and Andrew. Now, Andrew's getting ready to go to St. Cloud State. Sean is a grown adult man with a graduate degree. He graduated from medical school. And they sit there sometimes and try to figure out how Daniel has put this math grid together, because they can't make heads or tails of it. It takes them like an hour, when it took Daniel maybe 3 or 4 minutes to put the whole thing together. And my son Brandon is an artist. If he can draw it, he can learn it. And so I'm always encouraging parents who have kids with special needs. You know, a lot of time the school system is always trying to get our kids to learn like the other children and get them over here where everybody else is. And I tell people, why don't we bring everybody over here where they are? And so my son Brandon is an artist. He draws about his emotions. When he wants to learn something, he uses pictures, and that is how we help him tell stories, and that is how we help him learn math problems, and that is how we help him read. Anything that he can draw, he can learn from, right? And so when I heard about Black Grit, I said, some black artists putting on the show. They look like my child. They're drawing pictures that look like my children. I'm taking my little autistic son over here so he can see it and learn all about it. And I thought, well, wait a minute. I can't just go over here and enjoy it myself. I need to let y'all know about it. So I invited Sean Garrison to be on the show today. He's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Sean, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I am so excited about Black Grit. Now, for folks who don't know what Black Grit is all about, please give them the whole 411.
George, I don't think we had that much time, so I'm going to try and be as succinct as possible. So Black Grit is an exhibit that I curated. It entails seven black male artists, and we have all seven different complementary vibes and styles, but we're one soul, right? And so the show is, it's really about just this full continuum of our emotions, our insights, our viewpoints on life and everything within it. We are not a monolith. You know, we all don't think the same as right. Black folks. And this show really exemplifies that variety in thought, even though we're headed towards the same, you know, finish line and goal at the end of the exhibit. And that's to show brotherhood and unity and, you know, art and talent, of course. But the intent for Black Grit was truly also to show people that we can have a group of black men create beauty and not chaos.
And I need to tell you, folks don't realize the significance of this. And when I saw it, I almost cried, because, you know, you'll go to an art exhibit and there'll be one black man, and you might go mm-hmm. and there might be two. But here you've got Black Grit over at Northrop King Building in Minneapolis on Jackson Street Northeast. And you've got Shay Mays, and you've got Dio, and you've got Miko Simmons, and you've got Andrew Hammond, and you, Sean, and Ron Brown. You've got seven black male artists, and all of their work is on display until the 23rd of this month. That how did you even put this thing together?
Well, over a year ago, I decided I wanted to do something with a bunch of gentlemen that I knew that embodied the same energy and spirit that and intent with their art and goals for their art. These brothers, they would do art 27 hours out the day if they could. That's how I am. Mm. You know, they speak unapologetically about who they are, and they're just, they're beautiful humans. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to do a show with these guys. I need to do a show just for myself, for my spirit. called up a few gentlemen and said, hey, this is what I want to do. And they all immediately said yes. And at that point, it was like, okay, let's sit and do this thing. There's not one theme because we are many themes. Let's bring all of that under one roof and doing one exhibit, one show, and show off, you know, and bring the best view. And so that's where it came from. And the name came from just this grit that we have to have as a people, as Black folks, to just survive, just wake up and just be. That takes a certain amount of resiliency and audacity to wake up and still be great, right? And that's what we do. We wake up despite the things, and we're still great. And it takes a certain amount of toughness and intestinal fortitude and backbone to do. So hence the name, Black Grit.
Okay, tell me, what are people's reactions when they are walking in to Black Grit and seeing you all and seeing this work and knowing that it is seven Black amazing artists who have come together to put this on?
You know, everybody is awestruck. I mean, it's almost, I don't want to say surprising, but I think I'm somewhat humble. And so, like, a lot of these compliments kind of throw me off, but It's been nothing short of amazing. I've gotten a lot of, this show needs to go to other places, these other galleries, you know, the Wisemans, and there's a couple others folks know, that the Walker, and I'm like, well, if you can make it work, I'm all in. I'm sure these other artists are in. And so that's kind of my goal now, is to try to really figure out how to make that happen. But people love it. They love the stories, you know, from the love components to things that aren't so loving and painful. Because it's all educational. It's a human experience. And I think that's what really connects with people. It's a human experience. And it's been great. I mean, that's the short of it. It's been great.
Okay, now I know that you cannot possibly do this by yourself, even with the additional six men. You have some amazing sponsors, and I really have watched how you have worked to bring these sponsors and partners in to put this thing on for the community. Talk to me about some of these companies and organizations who have supported you financially.
So, yes, thank you for that. I'll give you a little backstory on each one as I'm talking about them. I'll make this quick. So, once one of the sponsors, Cultivated CBD, Mr. Anthony Newby's company, and I ran into Mr. Newby, gosh, it's been a while ago now. We talked about a few things. Then I ran into him again at a coffee shop not too long ago, and I ran the idea past him and sent in the proposal, and they were on board. And so their support has been priceless. Another sponsor is Luminate Home Loans, and a gentleman I connected with, I played football with years ago. And he supported a couple other things that I've done. So I reached out to him a second time, said, this is what I'm going to do. Again, here's a proposal. And they were on board. The third sponsor was Cup of Java Coffee Shop, where I happened to run into Mr. Newby of Cultivated CBD, and I talked to proprietor of Cup of Java, and they knew my face, and again, ran the idea past him, and he said, okay, you know, how much, you know, what do I need to do? And I told him, and that was it. And it's been this beautiful thing, and my intent, you know, with a lot of these shows, you know, a lot of artists, or typically, you know, we go the grant route. We need to find a grant to make that
happen. Yeah, and oh my God, it takes a year, and then it takes all that paperwork, and then it just, by the time you get to page 85, you give up.
Right, and a lot of these things don't happen on grant cycles, so I look at things as through a business lens. My academic background is marketing and advertising. I look at it through an academic lens. Okay, here's the product, or here's the vehicle. You're going to align yourself with it, great. If not, I'll come back to you later on. But it just so happens that Black Grit was something that Cultivated CBD and Luminate Home Loans and a Cup of Java wanted to align themselves with. And here we are. We made it happen.
And you are here putting together this amazing body of work, seven black male artists right here in the Twin Cities. You have got to get your family and get down there. It is happening at Northrop King Building, 1500 Jackson Street Northeast in Minneapolis. Now through the 23rd, they are open today until 5, Monday through Friday, 1 to 8. And then you guys have got to get down there because this doesn't keep happening without your support. You know, if seven black men were somewhere shooting, the news would be all over it. But seven black men are artists, and they have put together all of their amazing bodies of work on display. And I'm the only one talking about it. That ought not be. And so I want you to help me spread the word. I want you to tweet, post, text, talk about it, get your family. And while you all are running errands today, find some time before 5 o'clock to get down to the Northrop King Building so that you can see the black grit. I tell you what, Sean, I just appreciate you being on the show. I thank you for putting together this work. And I pray that you get all the community support that you need to take this even higher into more places, into bigger venues.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on here. And what I'll do for your listeners, I'll keep it open extra 2 hours. If you can't get there at 5, get there by 7. I'll be there by 7.
All right. Well, you know, I got to go by the Star Tribune, put my banner up, right? And since I'm going to be in Minneapolis anyway, me and my four kids will come on down there and pay y'all a visit. So we will see you on today, and I'll take some pictures and we'll post and we'll let everybody see what it looks like on the inside.
Wonderful. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you.
All right. We'll see you later today.